to emphasize why miracles were performed, and then emphasize the lesson. I'll let you do it on your own. Why should we accept or believe that Jesus performed miracles? The lesson's going to have seven reasons. So that's what we want to emphasize. I'll agree with all of you. We're probably ready to eat, aren't we? So, did you get one of these? Forty names of Jesus Christ, based on the New King James Version. I found it very interesting. I would add one to it. Read those 40 names. I found it very interesting. And then I would add to that list at least apostle. While I think of it, Steve did an excellent job, lesson one. Dwayne did an excellent job on lesson two. And then Doug, of course, did an excellent job with lesson three. I think it's already evident there's a lot of material in these lessons. And 35 minutes is a challenge with all that is available. So we'll try to do that. I'm looking forward to lunch today. And here at Sanford, we'll have the potluck tomorrow, first Sunday. Look forward to that, aren't we? Somehow I also look at the dessert table, see what's available, and leave some room for some of that. So, think of what we emphasize today. Messiah, Nazarene, Lord Almighty, and I'm looking forward to Brian's lesson in the morning, which will be on Jesus the Savior. Emphasis on sin, and Jesus saves or delivers us from sin. So, I was impressed by all the terms, names for Jesus. So, I finally came up, he's Messiah. That's Old Testament. All of the prophecies. Someone's coming. He did come. Nazareth. He's a Nazarene. History. He was a real man. Lord, what's our relationship with Jesus? What did we choose or decide to do? And I had down for number three, of course, today's the thing. He's almighty. He's powerful. Did that mean he was powerful in his teaching and powerful in the miracles that he performed? So, and then we're looking forward to tomorrow, I'm sure, Savior. We sin, don't we? We need to be someone to save us from sin, deliver us from sin. Then as I thought about the titles, Jesus is the Messiah, that's Hebrew. He's the Christ, that's Greek. What is it in English? Anointed. The anointed one. So, Messiah, Christ, anointed. Didn't they anoint prophets, priests, and kings in the Old Testament? And Jesus is our prophet, priest, and king. was he anointed. So, I remember reading one debate, Alexander Campbell. He affirmed there were at least 300 prophecies in the Old Testament. Now, I've never tried to prove it, but I believe you'd have said, Campbell, produce it. He could have. Now we have the computer, gives around 325. So, think of all the prophecies in the Old Testament about someone is coming. And that was someone was Jesus Christ. I like the lesson on Jesus was a real person who lived in a real town. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus the Nazarene. Now, high school, I had 2 years of Latin. Don't ask me to speak in it. I do not remember that we ever challenged that Julius Caesar lived. We just took it for granted. Did any of us live when Julius Caesar did? He was a real person. We can accept that. Was Jesus a real person? So I like that lesson. And then Lord, my master, my ruler. I have a choice to make. I still think of the threefold choice. Was Jesus a liar? Lunatic? Or Lord? You mean I would die for a liar? You mean I would die for a lunatic, a crazy man? Didn't know really what he was saying? Would I be willing to die for someone who said, hey, I'm Lord. I'm the master. I'm the ruler. So, as Americans, we have a choice. Liar, lunatic, or Lord. So, now, we're going to emphasize Jesus the Almighty. I like the word power. Emphasis on miracles. So, or signs, or wonders. And then we'll look forward to Brian's excellent lesson tomorrow, Savior. So, I know we're looking forward to that. Let's, if you have your Bible or you just want to write it down or have the word on the app, what was the purpose of miracles? Now, I'm going to assume that all of us believe Jesus performed miracles. Somehow, I'd rather see the video of what he taught. Well, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John give us what we really need to know of what Jesus taught. But and then there are those statements, they bring the sick in the area to Jesus so he can heal them. So let's turn to Mark chapter 16 and verses 19 and 20. These will be the last words of the Gospel of Mark. And it's going to take me a while to get it. Let's go to chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. So then, After the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. That's a picture of Jesus, isn't it? And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. So, but we're to go forth and preach, and then the Lord will be with us. And first century, they could confirm the word. Let's go now to John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. John tells us why he wrote the gospel. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. I'm sure Brian emphasized it, and I have over John, of all the miracles of Jesus, he selected seven and built the first part of the book around those seven. How many are recorded in the Gospels? Roughly. I remember the number 35. Now, I believe that Jesus could have performed a lot more than 35. And more than likely, he did. Now, let's read verse 31. But these are written, that the seven signs, miracles, wonders, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Anointed One. And then what else does he emphasize? The Son of God. And that believing you may have life in his name. So, Mark emphasized, you'll confirm the word. Hey, these men are from God. Designed so you will believe this is right. Now let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 22. How did the Apostle Peter begin his sermon? Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you. And then he gives those three words. By miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. So, could Jesus perform miracles, signs, wonders? Now let's go to Romans chapter 1 and verses 3 and 4. Now remember, our question is, why are miracles recorded in the Bible? Could Jesus have performed these miracles? Here's what Paul wrote. Verse 3 of Romans 1. Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh. Was Jesus a Jew? Physically? Did he look like a Jew? Was he born, reared in, and died in the land of the Jews? So now let's read verse 4. And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Now, I'm going to have the privilege and challenge and honor to preside tomorrow morning at the Lord's Supper. That's really a challenge. Think about the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. And Brian, looking forward to that lesson tomorrow. I'm going to say it'll be a home run. But okay. Let's go now to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 2, I'm looking at the clock in the foyer. I'm going to let that be the authority. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And I'm sure Jody brought out clearly there are some warnings in the book of Hebrews. Let me just read 3 and 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? They didn't escape under the law of Moses, did they? Now what about the law of Christ? Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. And then notice verse 4. God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. So, emphasis in Romans, Son. Emphasis now in Hebrews, here's one of the warnings. You have the best. Why would you give it up for anything else? So, now, if I had to choose, I'd probably go to Hebrews 2, 3, and 4. But, now, did I share with you the purpose of the miracles of Jesus? Don't think we'll have time, but I have on my notes the importance of Jesus. Hopefully we'll be able to come back to that. All right. Now, I'm assuming that we all believe that Jesus performed miracles. And you can look up the miracles in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. Witnessed by thousands. Is that right? Thousands witnessed the miracles of Jesus. Many and varied. Didn't John affirm that Jesus performed many signs? All not written in the book. They were very varied. He could heal disease. He could cast out demons. He could calm the sea. He could walk on the sea. And then we emphasize his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Can't say that about any other founder of any other religion, can you? They died. They were buried. But they're not alive. They were not raised. So, now remember, these are reasons for the miracles. Acknowledged by his enemies. Did they ever deny that Jesus performed that miracle, that sign, that wonder? They maybe didn't agree with it. They wanted to give other explanations. But did they ever deny? He didn't do this. recorded by multiple writers. Was there just one or two, or were there several that emphasize this about Jesus? Presented as facts. Now, a lot would have us, and Duane did an excellent job. Oh, that's a fairy tale. That's a myth. That's an untruth. First of all, he didn't even exist. He didn't live where the Bible said he did. Didn't even exist. And he couldn't display power like that. Now, I'm still personally having some trouble with this one, but they were not silly. They were not a laughing matter. And then the last one, they are not duplicated today. Now, those that claim to be Christians, some say they've continued. I believe they ceased. Both can't be right. Which does the Bible really teach? Okay. Think of these questions. Is Jesus the theme of the Bible? Someone is coming. Someone did come. And then someone is coming again. Who is that someone? Jesus. Is he God? Was he divine? Was he sacred? And I like the last presentation, the nature, personality. Did Jesus have the attributes of deity, power? Did he perform miracles? What do you remember about the miracles now? There's at least around 35. But I would take all the evidence that he performed far more than 35. What do you remember? One of the miracles is recorded in all four of the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Feeding of 5,000. Five loaves, two fish, 12 baskets of leftovers. And I read the accounts again. Everyone, the 5,000 men plus women and children, they were satisfied, they were full, they were so hungry. That's not true anymore. And then 12 baskets of leftovers. So that's just one. Another occasion, 4,000. So I remember somehow that one. So, what do you accept? And time is up. I accept both the supernatural and the natural. A lot of people in our society, let's get rid of the supernatural. Put the emphasis on the natural. So, the last lesson I presented, remember, one way to answer a question is to ask another question. Jesus did that, the master. Maybe you want to do that with miracles. Do you believe in miracles? How would you define the word miracle? Did Jesus perform miracles? What does the Bible really teach about miracles? Now remember, you're asking those questions. Maybe then they'll turn around. Well, what do you believe? What do you accept? Do you believe in miracles? How would you define the word miracle? Did Jesus perform miracles? What does the Bible really say? Have they continued? Have they ceased? So maybe that's one way. Give you another example. Oh, you are the people that believe you're going to heaven and everyone else to hell. I believe in McKnight, he's passed on. He said, well, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that those who do the will of God are going to heaven and those that don't? Well, most would say, well, yes. So maybe that's how you could answer that explosive question with another question. So, time's up, and I'm sure we're all ready to eat. I hope this weekend will emphasize, hey, Jesus is really important. And he even has the power to confess or deny. Is there the call of the gospel? Is there a confession of the gospel? Is there the commitment of the gospel? So I hope you'll say, yes, I'm going to respond favorably to God's call. Yes, I'm going to confess my Lord. And this is just the beginning of a commitment to my Lord. I was wondering how many we'd have today. We have more men than women, don't we? That's okay. We need both. Most congregations have more women than men. Ever thought of that? And let's close. We'll be ready, Brian, to eat, won't we? Okay. Good to have all of you today. Thanks for coming.